Sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Walmart joining the ranks of other businesses, rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, and now the largest company to do so. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says the retailer is facing pressure from conservative groups.
Walmart is the latest in a string of companies that are doing away with their DEI programs and policies, among them Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, Tractor Supply. Walmart says it wants to give everybody a place at the table and foster inclusion at Walmart for both employees and customers.
President-elect Trump's border czar pick Tom Homan visiting the Texas border today and signaling there will be mass deportations. The president-elect also vowing to use tariffs against Canada and Mexico if both countries don't slow the flow of migrants and drugs into the U.S. Israel could be close to finalizing a ceasefire deal with Lebanon and Hezbollah. The U.S. brokered proposal calls for a 60-day pause in fighting. This is ABC News. An appeals court has rejected a request to sideline a transgender college volleyball player. The San Jose State athlete expected to compete in a women's championship in Las Vegas this week. Many of her team's opponents forfeiting games this year to protest the play.
Right now, the transgender female athlete needs to have 1 year of hormone suppressant, testosterone suppressing drugs to be able to compete. And what critics say is that, again, the human body is such that if you've gone through male puberty and you've got that bone structure and you're tall, well, that's what, of course, you're bringing to the table as now a transgender female athlete.
USA Today columnist Christine Brennan. A rebuke for Rudy Giuliani, a federal judge telling the former New York mayor not to blurt out things unless he's sworn in. Giuliani had angrily accused the judge of assuming he's not being diligent in complying with an order requiring him to turn over assets to two Georgia election workers he defamed. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlen. A Nina man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the murder of a transgender woman in Milwaukee. Judge David Swanson sentenced 34-year-old Cordell Housie on Monday. A jury convicted him earlier this year for the death of 31-year-old Cache Henderson.
I would characterize your killing of Ms. Henderson as an execution. The facts show that she was shot in the back of the head.
Swanson cited Housie's previous criminal record and the need to keep the community safe in passing sentence.
The court does order a life sentence as required by law. So the sentence is life imprisonment, and the court finds that and orders that you are not eligible for release to extended supervision.
Henderson was fatally shot in her apartment in February of 2023, and her body was set on fire. Series of suspicious fires in one northwest Wisconsin county.
The latest was just before 5 a.m. Saturday and did extensive damage to DJ's Mart in the Sawyer County village of Radisson, the gas station described on social media as a hub of the community. Agents with the State Division of Criminal Investigation are assisting the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office to investigate the Radisson fire and three others, which took place in the early morning hours a week ago Monday. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mississippi man gets prison time for assaulting a foster child from Wisconsin.
38-year-old Reginald White was sentenced Friday to 8.5 years in federal prison. Wright came to Wisconsin in 2023, picked up an underage girl from her foster home in Madison, and sexually assaulted her multiple times. Police were able to rescue the victim while she was on a bus headed to Atlanta. Federal Judge William Conley told Wright at sentencing he made a, quote, sordid decision and dealt serious trauma to a vulnerable child. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Quiet weather expected in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Today we'll have highs low 30s. West winds at around 10. Tonight cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows near 18. Tomorrow sunshine, highs low 30s. And for Thanksgiving Day, cloudy, highs upper 20s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers are at McDonald's Central. The Advent Health Panther preview at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Into AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you today by Cenex. Thanks for being with us for the conversation about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving with Cenex premium diesel fuel. Visit your nearest Cenex store location or go to cenex.com for more information. Coming up here on today's program, we're going to talk markets in just a moment with Garrett Toy from Ag Trader Talk. On the way in segment two, looking forward to this, we're going to have a conversation with Heather Anfang, president of Dairy Foods at Land O'Lakes. We're going to talk about some of the dairy trends and shifting consumer habits. That's coming up here in just a little bit. In segment three, Farm Progress policy editor Josh Bakey will join us to discuss the nomination of Brooke Rollins to be the Secretary of Ag, also the latest on the farm bill and some of the disaster aid being talked about, maybe a year-end tie-in package there. We're going to talk about that in segment three. Then we'll close the show with another conversation from the NAFB convention in Kansas City. We'll talk with the new chairwoman of the U.S. Grains Council, Verity Ulibarri. That's coming up at the end of today's show. Let's dive in, take a look at what's happening in the markets. Joining us now, Garrett Toy with Ag Trader Talk. Garrett, happy Thanksgiving week to you and yours. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing great. Just talking turkey with your producer before we came on the air. We are ready for Thanksgiving. So
I am right there with you. I don't think I'm making a turducken like John Madden would, but I think there will definitely be some turkey in my future here in the next couple of days ahead. So, oh man. Well, and watching these markets too on a holiday week, it can always be a bit interesting. Grains and oil seeds look fairly quiet Tuesday. I know we got an announcement Monday night though from President-elect Trump that he's planning to implement tariffs on Mexican and Canadian products, as well as another 10% on Chinese products here. He says on the first day he takes office, seems like the markets reacted a little bit overnight, but have since kind of let that news subside. Is that how you would explain it, Garrett?
We're getting mixed messages. You know, obviously tariffs. Mexico is our largest corn importer, and you know, imports you if they implement a retaliatory tariff on U.S. corn or other U.S. goods. Obviously, that'd be negative to corn, especially our biggest customer. But you know, the corn market. You know, some markets are reacting to the tariff news, and others aren't. Corn is not reacting. We're down 0.5 to 1. Doesn't really act like, you know, maybe it's the holiday trade, and nobody really wants to make an aggressive move when markets are thin. But on the other hand, you know, other markets that would be impacted by tariffs, would, especially in China, were bean oil. Well, bean oil is up, you know, 129 to 122, firm around the front end. Bean oil is surging. And the other aspect was, is, you know, yesterday, you know, the announcement of the screwworm issue in Mexico, where the U.S. is banning imports of feeder cattle. Well, feeder cattle are reacting to this. So, you know, it begs the question, is it priced into the corn market? Does the corn market, does it not matter to the corn market? In fact, you know, as we speak, corn just turned higher, you know, so, you know, it's just kind of an interesting trade. In my opinion, you know, there's a conventional wisdom within the trade that, you know, Mexico is buying a lot of this corn, or they're buying bigger quantities of corn because they knew that this was going to come, and that they were front-running potential tariffs, or that they're going to cancel this. But, you know, if you look at what's Mexico's alternatives to corn, you know, since, you know, 2020, the entire year of 2024, they've bought less than 5,000 tons of corn out of Brazil. They really don't have much options. So ultimately, I think it's you don't want to chase headlines per se. I think, you know, the Mexican president has already came out and said that, you know, hey, we want to meet with the U.S. immediately, because obviously Trump wants the fentanyl come across the border to stop, and he wants the borders to be enforced, and those are, that's a relatively quick fix if mm-hmm. Mexico shows that they're willing to do that. So
it's going to be interesting how this all plays out. I should ask too, in terms of Dease contracts, first notice days Friday. It'll be a shortened session Friday. So I have to think that with just one less day this week, that thin kind of holiday trade, we could potentially see some volatility here as we get to the end of the week, Garrett.
Yeah, open interest in these corn was 174,000 coming in today. So we need to liquidate probably about 60,000 to 70,000 contracts over the next two sessions in order to get down to where we need to be in open interest. You know, I'm friendly to the front end corn spreads here. Cash is firmed. We're pretty close to the delivery break even. So the better sale is in the delivery market, in the cash markets than the delivery market. So that, I think that's going to, my bias is that the spreads will firm here a little bit. But yeah, we've got a lot of work here to do. And obviously there could be some late reporting on option expiration from Friday. But, you know, we've got, you know, especially with holiday thin trade, you know, the farmer interest is nil, and you kind of see cash value start to gravitate a little bit firmer because, you know, maybe they don't have the coverage that they need. But, we've got some work to do here.
Looking over at some of the outside markets, too, we've had plenty of moves in crude, stocks, gold, et cetera. Anything big you're watching in those outside macro markets this week, Garrett?
You know, obviously the big thing is everybody's really kind of watching is the dollar and the dollar rally. We've had an inside week here this week after trading to last week the highest level since 2022. And, you know, the last time, you know, it's an interesting time because the dollar is much firmer than it was the last time that President Trump was in office. And we're actually trying to test those 2022 levels where we saw the flight to quality to the United States or to the dollar during the escalation of the Ukraine and Russia conflict. So that'll be an interesting thing. I mean, I think that there's, you know, I don't want to chase tariff headlines per se, but there's other macro influences out here that could ultimately provide headwinds.
You mentioned the screwworm issue, too, real quick there, as we do see feeders up triple digits on Tuesday. Should one maybe be in a wait-and-see mode to see just how bullish this cattle market could get on this screwworm news, Garrett?
it really hasn't given you much of a chance. You know, I mean, the market looks like it could be flagging. We had the big rally yesterday on the headline, and then we sold off. Now we're kind of consolidating, working back towards yesterday's highs. But, you know, we've basically, it hasn't given you a chance. We're back to those summer highs here again in feeders, you know, 257 to 262. So, you know, for those of us who are, you know, coming in the fall run, if you will, and filling feedlots, I think a lot of those purchases or those needs are filled, but, you know, latecomers here could be feeling a bit of a pinch at the sale barn.
Garrett Toy, Ag Trader Talk. Folks can find more at agtradertalk.com. Always good to hear from you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, you too.
Garrett Toy with Ag Trader Talk joining us here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex Premium Greases and Lubricants. Find more at your nearest Cenex location or go to Cenex.com for more information. Up next, we'll talk with Heather Anfang, president of Dairy Foods at Land O'Lakes, here on AOA.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit fbn.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Most folks just stick with the diesel engine oil they know, because why sweat the details? But you don't. You're one of those who'd make the switch, and we're talking to you. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. While the others experience wear and tear, you give complacency a kick in the pants. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osteoplastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osteoplastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osteoplastics and Supply.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Today's program brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts at your nearest location or go to Cenex.com for more information. They'll have the correct greases and premium diesel to keep your operation on the go. Let's talk about dairy trends and some of the consumer habits that are maybe shifting around a little bit here as we work towards the end of 2024 and look ahead to next year and beyond. Joining us for that conversation, she is president of Dairy Foods at Land O'Lakes. Heather Ann Fang is with us here today. Heather, it's great to have you join us on the program. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's great to be here.
Well, thanks for the time. And let's just start kind of broadly as we look at the dairy industry as a whole. It's a big part of the ag industry. It's dairy itself. There's a lot going on there. And we think about trends. What are some of the major trends that are changing in the dairy industry currently? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, I love talking about dairy, and dairy is such a terrific and robust category. And as we've looked over the last number of years, there has been terrific growth in the dairy category, really driven by some key categories. Cheese, butter, yogurt have been the key drivers of that. And we really see that as more and more consumers every year are eating those products, we're seeing new innovation in those products and new formats and flavors and packaging and lots of new ways for consumers to interact with dairy. So we just continue to see growth. Every year we eat more and more dairy, which is terrific for us and for our farmers.
Absolutely. Thinking about this, what is leading to some of the various changing trends that you alluded to? Is it just a change in preference, a change in our dietary habits, things like that? I mean, any thoughts on what's leading to some of these changing trends right now?
Yeah, you know, a few things I would call out. Health, for sure. And when you think about consumers' interest in health, it's always been there. Consumers are always thinking about their health and well-being. And as they think about food and beverages, always number one on that list in terms of what are they putting into their bodies. And dairy has just a tremendous story to tell in terms of health and nutrition. Dairy, we like to say, is a nutritional powerhouse, right? You get so much good nutrition out of dairy. As well, it's a natural product with ingredients that consumers recognize and know. And so that's always an important part that's driving some of the change with dairy. The second piece I'd talk about is really financial pressure. And we've heard so much about this over the last many months. But we can see it in the grocery store, and consumers are making choices with their spending and where they're going to spend their hard-earned money. And dairy is such a good bang for the buck product and has come down more so in pricing than if you look at kind of all food. And so that's been a great opportunity for consumers. And the last thing I'll touch on is really sustainability. And consumers more and more are interested in sustainability. They're saying things like, I'm interested to learn more about where my food comes from. I'm interested in that process. I want to understand that better. And I'm interested in looking and understanding products that are talking about that. And dairy has a terrific story in sustainability in terms of the productivity, in terms of what farmers are doing in their operations. And so all of that combined, you know, we like to talk about it as a dairy renaissance. I mean, we are really in a growth market with dairy.
Let's talk about cheese. Looking at my notes here, Heather, it looks like there is some very impressive numbers in terms of projected reach dollar-wise and exports and more. It looks like cheese and cheese snacks are kind of having a moment right now. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, we in America love to eat cheese. And every year we eat more cheese in this country. And so if you look at the number of pounds each individual is eating of cheese a year, it's about 42, which is an amazing number. And that's more than butter, ice cream, and yogurt combined. So we love our cheese. And so it's, as you think about where cheese is in consumers' lives, it's a great snack. It's great in cooking. It's great in different flavors and formats. And so it's just a standby that is ubiquitous in American culture. And every year we're eating a little bit more of it. And we love that at Land O'Lakes, of course.
We are talking with Heather Ann Fang, president of Dairy Foods at Land O'Lakes, here today on the show. You mentioned health earlier. I'm wondering that... And you mentioned too, with just the economy overall, folks being a little more conscious of what they buy at the grocery store, et cetera, et cetera. What about, you know, cooking at home? Are some changing trends there maybe helping with some of these dairy trends? Talk about that for us.
Yeah, you know, we always eat most of our food at home. As we spend our food dollars, we spend about half of them at home and half out to eat because, of course, it's more expensive to go out to eat. But really, most of the food that we eat comes from our home. And when you think about dairy and where it fits in terms of the recipes people make, the foods they love to eat, it's really a critical piece of that. And we've really seen a resurgence of young people who want to cook. And they're excited to experiment in a less regimented way. So you think about recipes today, they're visual, they're on TikTok, they're informal, you know, throw this in, throw that out. So it's just been a really interesting way for dairy as an industry and Land O'Lakes as a brand to really insert ourselves into consumers' home cooking and have the right products that help them to really get the meals that they're looking for at home, which is, again, where we see most of food is consumed.
How do you view the future of the dairy industry? Let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, are some of these trends that we're talking about, are they here to stay? Will they evolve? You mentioned sustainability earlier, of course, which is such a huge topic right now across agriculture and in the dairy industry itself. So when you look at the future, what stands out to you? What are some thoughts? What are some things that folks should be thinking about and watching for as we look ahead?
Yeah, well, in the very near time future, this is our season. So, of course, we're all cooking and baking for the holidays. And so lots of dairy is being consumed. So we love that. But as we look further out, I continue to see opportunities for growth in dairy, for innovation to come to the marketplace. And specifically, as we think about dairies bringing protein into folks' lives, I think that's really important. As we think about natural, real foods, where consumers can understand and read that ingredient label, when we think about transparency and consumers wanting to know, where does my food come from? Dairy has a great story there. So I just am so bullish on dairy demand in the future and the growth that we'll be able to see.
Well, good thoughts. Final thoughts from you here, just as we close out. Anything you'd want to mention or reiterate to folks listening in today?
Well, if I could, I'd just say, you know, Land O'Lakes is a proud 100-plus-year-old farmer-owned cooperative that is out there every day working on behalf of our farmers to get great tasting food onto the plates of our consumers. And dairy plays a great role in that. And Land O'Lakes plays a great role in bringing that forward to support that whole cycle of straight from the farm right to the consumer and making sure that investment goes back to rural America to continue those operations.
Absolutely. Well, I know folks can find great Land O'Lakes products in their grocery store, and I'm sure as well online, connect there, social media, a lot of different ways to get in touch as well to see everything that Land O'Lakes is working on, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have all of our recipes are on landolakes.com right now as consumers are out looking for recipes for their holidays. They're terrific diversity and number of recipes that people can choose from. And we just love the holiday seasons and the lots and lots of dairy products that we sell at this time.
Absolutely. LandOLakes.com for more information. With that, President of Dairy Foods at Land O'Lakes, Heather Anfang. Heather, thank you for joining us today on the show. Good to connect with you. Have a happy Thanksgiving and holiday season. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you do the same. Thank you.
Once again, Heather Anfang with Land O'Lakes joining us here today on the program. AOA is powered by our friends at Cenex. Their premium lubricants and greases can help you avoid downtime and minimize wear to protect your equipment for the long term. Just partner with your local experts. Your trusted local Cenex experts can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment on the go. You can go to your nearest store location or visit cenex.com for more information. Well, as we continue to cover the nomination of Brooke Rollins to be the next Secretary of Agriculture by President-elect Donald Trump, we're going to get perspective and thoughts on that, as well as could we see a year-end extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, disaster aid, all that rolled into one. Definitely plenty of things yet to do on Capitol Hill. Farm Progress Policy Editor Josh Bakey will join us for a conversation. That's coming up next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. December milk up 40 to 1881. January up 29 to 1860. February up 29 to 1896. March up 16 at 1908. Meanwhile, live cattle markets were mostly mixed. Feeder cattle, though, were mostly higher. Really, any type of lack of cash trade helping to provide some pressure to the live cattle markets, but higher box beef prices did provide support. Feeder cattle markets were mostly higher as the trade moved markets higher due to the news that Mexican cattle imports would be restricted. Hog markets, meanwhile, moved mostly higher, moving through technical resistance levels, really on a lot of technical buying helping to support prices. December live cattle up 40 cents to 186.90. January feeder cattle up 262 to 258.10. December hogs up $1.12 to 83.10. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets mostly lower. Soybeans were mixed, while wheat was slightly higher. Now the grain markets really trying to trade off of that news that President-elect Trump said he would put in place tariffs from Canada, Mexico, and China. Now, that did provide some pressure in the market. Strength in oil, though, helped to provide support to the soybean market. December corn down 4.75 to 4.20. Meanwhile, new crop 25 beans up 2.25 to 10.12 3/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get 2 for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
protect your equipment and achieve better performance with Zenex Premium Diesel. It includes a range of benefits to meet the demands of equipment, even in the toughest conditions. Visit your nearest Zenex store location, located all across the country, or visit Zenex.com for more. Well, it's definitely a busy weekend for many folks in ag media and journalism with the announcement that Brooke Rollins will be the next Secretary of Agriculture upon confirmation by the Senate and nominated by President-elect Donald Trump on Saturday. Before that, there were rumors that it could be a different nominee, and I know it kept folks busy and on their toes throughout the weekend. We talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show, and we're going to get new perspective now on the nomination and other issues on Capitol Hill. Joining us now, Farm Progress Policy Editor Josh Bakey. Josh, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving week to you and yours.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Always good to be here.
Well, I'd love your thoughts and perspective from how you and your team covered this news over the weekend. As I mentioned, initial reports on Friday was that it was going to be former Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, and then Saturday morning rolls around and new reporting says, nah, it's going to be Brooke Rollins. And then, as with anything with President-elect Trump, it's not final until he makes a statement. And that statement came out, I think, mid to late afternoon Saturday, that Brooke Rollins would be nominated as Secretary of Ag. Just talk about that 48-hour stretch from your view.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty wild. You know, I think a few weeks ago, you know, you and I talked about potential secretaries of agriculture. There were a lot of names out there. You know, a lot of us, you know, in the business are talking about all sorts of people. And like you said, Kelly Loeffler was not one of those names. The rumors started coming out Friday afternoon. And, you know, hear these things, you check with people you trust, and they're hearing the same thing. And then late Friday night, President-elect Trump announced a series of nominees, and Loeffler was not one of them. So that was kind of the first clue that maybe the rumors have been wrong. And then by Saturday, we started hearing about Brooke Rollins, another name that had not been mentioned at all. And so everyone's kind of scrambling, and you know, we're hearing the same rumors from the same people, but we're not really sure what to do with it. And finally, like you said, the president-elect confirmed it Saturday afternoon. And ever since then, we've been trying to learn everything we can about Brooke Rollins and what she means for agriculture.
Well, and let's talk about that a little bit. We know she's been with the America First Policy Institute. She was in the first Trump administration, and indications are that she's been fairly tied to, close to the president in terms of policy development. She's got an ag background as an Aggie in Texas, FFA background and more. But I mean, what are we learning? What do we envision that USDA could look like under her leadership here, Josh?
You know, I think you nailed it. That's what we're trying to figure out right now. You know, as far as her ag background, she grew up in Glen Rose, Texas, small town about, I don't know, an hour or so southwest Fort Worth. Got a degree, like you said, from Texas A&M in agriculture development. But then since then, her career is basically focused in the legal and political arena. You know, she was, you know, what we know, the America First Policy Institute you mentioned, that's a think tank basically dedicated to promoting Trump policy. She's, you know, being a big supporter of the president. She's held several roles in his first administration, including a director of his domestic policy council. You know, before that, she was involved in a similar think tank in Texas called the Texas Public Policy Foundation. She worked for former Governor Rick Perry. So we know she's a very strong supporter of conservative politics, and that, you know, her support of the president indicates she's likely to support some of the things President Trump has proposed. But as far as her specific ag background and beliefs, we're really still trying to figure that out. And from what I'm talking to, you know, all the farm groups are trying to figure that out as well at this point.
Well, and I think, too, a lot of what I've heard, and you may have heard the same, is that this administration, the way it's unfolding, is that many of these folks are more than likely going to be an extension of President-elect Trump and what he wants to accomplish from a policy perspective, and more or less helping guide those policies. And I would have to think that Rollins at USDA is going to be in that mold, so to speak, Josh.
You know, I think that's the expectation. I mean, the one thing I'm hearing that people are not quite sure of with inside the industry is what exactly the president-elect's policy will be towards agriculture. You know, on the one hand, you know, we know all about his, you know, policies on tariffs. You know, he intends to use that, you know, as leverage in trade negotiations, he says. We know about some of the immigration policies. We don't know quite how that's going to affect agriculture. But then you have the whole other side, you know, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being involved in the administration and some of his things, you know, against, you know, pesticides and his Make America Healthy movement. And there's kind of, you know, I'm hearing there's a little bit of a debate within the Trump transition team, which philosophy is gonna win out in terms of how it affects USDA. So, you know, we're pretty sure that Rick Rolland is going to go along with, you know, what the president wants, but, you know, how he falls on some of these issues, that's kind of an open question right now.
Well, and I wonder about this too. You mentioned tariffs, and I know that's something we've been watching. And we just got news Monday night that President-elect Trump says on his first day in office, he's going to enact tariffs on Mexican and Canadian goods, as well as additional tariffs on Chinese goods. So, you know, one has to wonder, if all of this tariff talk does come to fruition, that could be one of the big policy initiatives that USDA could have a hand along with the USTR in carrying out.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think the thing to remember is, you know, Trump's background is a businessman. He likes to present himself as a, you know, very shrewd negotiator. And, you know, so the question remains, is he really going to put these specific tariffs on goods from those nations, or is he using this as leverage to get a better trade deal? You remember when he came into office in 2016 during his first term, he vowed to scrap NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. You know, eventually went to negotiate a different deal that he felt gave you know, American producers more advantages. You know, and even the same thing can be said with his tariffs on China in the first administration. You know, we all remember, you know, the resulting trade war, kind of the back and forth with China. That wasn't a great thing for agriculture. But before the pandemic, you know, there were some agreements reached between the Trump administration and Chinese officials. And, you know, talking to people in the Trump administration who believe in these tariffs, they say if the pandemic hadn't occurred, then we would have seen better results from that new negotiations with China. So, again, that's his calculus, and we'll see what happens here in the coming months for sure.
We're talking with Josh Bakey, policy editor with Farm Progress. Josh, let's shift gears over to what's happening on Capitol Hill. I know Congress, of course, is out this week for Thanksgiving and only limited days left in the 118th Congress. We had a Senate appropriations hearing this past week looking at disaster aid and just funding in general for farmers and more. And there's been a lot of talk about some sort of disaster aid assistance tied with a reauthorization extension of the 2018 farm bill till we can get a new five-year farm bill done. We obviously had Senator Stabenow release her text, yet it seems like that's more of a marker than anything. So what's the latest you're hearing from Capitol Hill in terms of farm bill and disaster aid?
You know, I think, you know, you mentioned the Senator Stabenow's proposal that, you know, was pretty much dead on arrival. I think, you know, Senator Bozeman, the incoming head of the Senate Ag Committee, basically said it was an insult to farmers, came at the last minute. That proposal is not going anywhere. And basically, from what I'm hearing, all the attention now is turning to an extension. We're probably looking at a year-long extension, because moving this in to the next Congress, then, you know, we have to take a step back. It has to go through the budgeting process again. You're going to have new congressmen in there, putting in new priorities. So it's a whole other process. It's not going to get done at the beginning of the year. So we're probably looking at a new, a 1 year extension. As for disaster aid, I'm hearing the same thing. You know, there's a couple of proposals out there. President Biden called on Congress to pass something last week, massive disaster aid, you know, in response to Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other national disasters. You have another proposal out there called the Farm Act that would give farmers a one-time payments for disaster relief. I don't think either of those things are going to pass as is, but I'm certain we're going to see some elements of this passed. And like you said, likely with the Farm Bill extension or in some other appropriations package. And you know, these things go at the end of the year, even though, you know, Republicans say they don't want to have a big omnibus bill. At the end of the year, this may all get tied up together in some package to kind of get us through, avoid a shutdown, get the Farm Bill extended, and push everything the next year.
Well, and I wonder with all of this too, obviously a lot of folks in agriculture want to see something done now. It just, the clock is, I mean, we're out of time almost on the clock to really get something meaningful done. And looking into next year, we're going to have new members of Congress. Plus, it sounds like we're going to have new House Ag leadership potentially. I know Jim Costa of California, Angie Craig of Minnesota, sound like they're privately vying for the ranking Ag Committee membership in the House over David Scott of Georgia. So I think getting a new five-year farm bill done, there's going to be some interesting moves next year.
Yeah, there is. You know, there's definitely that. Then there's been some disconnect with Chairman Scott this year. You know, and now after the election, with Democrats going back to the minority in the House, some of that's becoming public. I think the key to remember as far as how the farm bill goes next year is, you know, we know Republicans are going to have the majority in the House, in the Senate, and obviously President Trump. But the Republican majority in the House is going to be even slimmer than last year. So whatever passes, the Democrats certainly don't have as much leverage as they have this term, but they still are going to have to win over a few votes, because just looking at the membership, it's going to be next impossible for Speaker Mike Johnson to get every single Republican on board. And only takes, you know, probably one or two votes, depending on the exact makeup of the day, with, you know, some of the people that have left recently and the vacancies that haven't been filled. They're still going to have to be some level of bipartisan support in the House, and so that, you know, same thing we've been dealing with this year. We're still going to be looking at, you know, this back and forth between the two parties next year within the House.
A lot of things to watch for over the next several weeks ahead, coupled with the holidays, and we'll keep an eye on it. Farm Progress Policy Editor Josh Bakey. Josh, always great to connect with you. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be here. You do the same.
Learn more as well at farmprogress.com. AOA brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll hear from Verity Ulibarri from the U.S. Grains Council here on AOA.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-9047.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-9047. That's 800-575-9047.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing too for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyphor 5 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBM Cyber Days. Visit fbn.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, as we roll on today's program brought to you by Cenex. Trust your local experts at Cenex. They'll have the right premium diesel and greases for your operation. Visit your nearest store or go to Cenex.com for more. Well, as we continue our conversations from the NAFB convention here on AOA, I talked with the new chairwoman of the U.S. Grains Council, Verity Ulibarri, during the trade talk segment of the NAFB convention. Let's listen into that conversation right now on AOA. Verity, it's great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here and happy to talk U.S. Grains with you.
Well, first off, congratulations taking over and being elected as chairwoman. I know fairly recent, a couple of months back, you assumed the lead here at the U.S. Grains Council. Just let's start there. Talk about that. You're stepping into this role. Obviously, U.S. Grains Council and the work you guys do, vitally important for America's farmers and ranchers. Just talk about some of your initial thoughts, experiences here the last couple of months as chairwoman of USGC.
Well, so far, the journey's been great. And for me, it's very fulfilling. You know, I didn't know much about the Grains Council prior to 10 years ago, let's say. And I got involved in the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, and that organization's a member of the Grains Council, so we began to work pretty closely with the Grains Council. And, you know, I'm a sorghum producer, so in that world, during that point in time, we had a bit of a trade blip with our number one market at the time, and I really saw the value of what an organization like the Grains Council can do at that time. So for me, fast forwarding to now, to be the chairwoman of that organization, it's a huge honor, first of all, and I take it very seriously, and just really want to do the best job I can to help promote our products of corn, sorghum, barley, ethanol, and DDGs.
Absolutely. Well, in thinking about those products, obviously looking for new export markets, expanding our relationships, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk about that. What are some of your key goals, initiatives here as you lead U.S. Grains Council here through the next year? What are some of those key areas maybe you are looking at specifically?
Right. Well, the Grains Council, our big thing is develop export markets for our primary products. We also focus on enabling trade and ultimately improving lives. And that really, in a nutshell, is our mission. And that's something I truly believe in wholeheartedly. For this next year, really a lot of it is continuing the relationships that we have, continuing to be solid in those markets that we currently have established, and then be able to pivot when we do have potential challenges, work with our boots on the ground to be able to continue the flow of products into these markets. But when we look at maybe something we want to focus on other than our established markets, it's new things. Getting to where developing a market that we're not particularly established in, areas of Africa and India in particular. India has huge population growth. They've surpassed China as the most populous country in the world now. And we see huge opportunity there for a number of our products, corn, ethanol, sorghum in particular. And that's a marketplace that similar to where we were with China, years ago, and that you've got to start somewhere for the long game. Might take a while, but because of the potential there, it's definitely worth it to push into that market. Mm-hmm. And other areas where we've got established trading partners, such as Japan,
sure.
There's definitely opportunity there for a value-added product in ethanol. You know, recently they started a move to get to E10 by 2030, and that's going to be a huge opportunity for us. And we really like to not just move the pile per se. We're really great at production in the U.S., but we need to start moving it at higher value, and ethanol allows us an avenue to do that.
Absolutely. You mentioned India, too, and I think I've heard so much talk about the potential in India. Some folks have said that they think it could be the next China boom for U.S. grains, et cetera, and farm products. And some have said, well, maybe that's a little too optimistic. But I think just overall, the potential in India for U.S. products is very, very great.
Yes, the potential is there. You know, and you bring up a great point. You know, you can't just bank on a pipe dream if it's not there. But the reality is, when we think about moving product, you really do need to have increased demand. And competition for that demand is where you begin to have increased value. So whether or not the product actually being able to start moving into India more so than other markets, the fact that they become another competitor for that product is huge. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the driving factors there as far as our push into that market. And then also it just allows us to get more of that, the voice out there in the world of what our products are, the quality of our products, and that's a huge factor for us as well.
Challenges you see ahead as you lead U.S. Grains Council, anything of note that is concerning to you that we're going to have to work through?
Well, I think there's always some challenges for sure. That opens up the door for opportunities also, and to be able to almost prove your value to some degree, especially organizations like the U.S. Grains Council. Been a lot of talk of late, you know, what's going to happen with our new administration, and while U.S. Grains Council is not political, and we don't want to speculate in that area, but we've definitely positioned ourselves to be able to react to whatever might come, and that's why we talk about diversifying markets, but also leveraging the relationships that we've built. You know, in particular, we might have some challenges with our top markets, in particular China, but we've been in China for over 40 years, and we've got established relationships there with our customers, with traders, and in certain areas in that marketplace where, no matter what happens, we're still going to push to be able to have our products flow there if possible.
Absolutely. Well, with that, I think we'll leave it at that and look forward to another conversation down the road. Folks can get more grains.org. And with that, the chairwoman of the U.S. Grains Council, Verity Ulibarri, good to see you here in Kansas City. Look forward to talking again soon.
That's right. Thank you, Jesse.
And once again, Verity Ulibarri, the new chairwoman of the U.S. Grains Council, talking with her earlier this month at the NAFB convention. With that, we are up against the clock. We're out of time on today's AOA, powered by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids aren't worth the gamble. Trust Cenex quality fluids for performance you can rely on. Go to Cenex.com for more. Thanks for listening. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until...
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx to start